This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Greetings from Missouri. I have a story for you that I remembered. I was probably 11 or 12 when this happened, and I would say probably, I want to say sixth grade. My parents were going to be going to a dinner party, I think, and they said, you can have friends spend the night. My sister was on vacation. I think she was with a friend or something. She may have been at camp or something, but she was not at home. I know that. And at this time, we lived in a ranch house that had three main doors, the front door, the back door that led out into our backyard, and then the door that led into the garage. And I remember as my mom was telling us, like, you can have popcorn, you know, this is the number we're going to be at. She locked the front door. She locked the back door. And then my dog at the time, she was an older terrier mix, and she kind of just hung out in our living room and would sleep on a chair most of the time. And we had a finished basement at the time, and that's where we watched movies. And my dad had rented us a couple movies, and we were going to just hang out and do that. So my parents left, and we went downstairs, my friend and I, and we started watching the movie, probably an hour into it, and my dog started barking. And it was kind of like a persistent type of bark. And it was unusual because she was older, she didn't bark that much. I mean, it really, she did here and there, but this was kind of weird. I didn't think much of it. I thought I was kind of more annoyed by it, but I know the doorbell didn't ring or anything like that because you can hear it in our basement. So my friend and I are kind of almost getting to the point where we're ready to go upstairs, pause the movie and see what's going on, but it finally stopped. So I think there was like 20 minutes more, you know, the remaining in the movie. We watched it, and then I was like, hey, let's go make some popcorn. So we go upstairs, and I, you know, kind of come up, you know, I'm turning around the corner, and I'm like frozen with fear. The front door is wide open, and it's not ajar. It's not, you know, it is like somebody opened it all the way as far as it could be open. And my dog was just sitting in her chair very calmly. She wasn't upset anymore. She wasn't barking. And I'm just, and it's like the door, there's no broken glass. There's no damage to the door, I should say that. And we also had a screen door that was in between the front door and the, you know, to the outside. So there was another door. And my friend and I both looked at each other, and we even commented that the wind couldn't have done it because it wasn't even a windy night. It wasn't even a breezy night. So we were just dumbfounded. We're thinking, first of all, we're like, is somebody in the house? And we're kind of, you know, my heart was pounding so hard because I'm scared. I did not know what to do. I was absolutely, you know, you just kind of look at it and go, what is going on? And then we both looked at each other and we're like, well, that's why, you know, the dog was barking, and I didn't know what to think. So we're like, what? But nothing looks other than that door. Nothing, there's, you know, nothing's ransacked, nothing. But we're still absolutely freaked out. And we call my friend's father. I don't remember why we didn't call my parents. Maybe we tried to call wherever. All I know is we called my friend's father. He came right over because they live nearby, and he searched the whole house. And he said, there's nothing, nothing's broken, nothing's been, there's no signs of a break-in. He said that the only thing that was weird was in my parents' bedroom, the bedspread looked weird. And he asked if my dog may have jumped on the bed and, like, pushed part of the bedspread down, because my mom would always make the beds. My mom was a neatnik. And she, you know, this looked, I know you're probably like, so what about the bedspread? But it was like, this looked weird. It wasn't like somebody flipped a bedspread over. It was like one little corner of it was down, and it looked very odd. And I know that when we were walking around talking with my mom before we left, it was not like that. So I was freaked. Then I thought, okay, someone was in the house. Someone had to have been here. But I don't know many burglars that break into homes to push a bedspread back. So my friend's father wasn't that free. He kind of was like, he goes, look, he had no explanation for how the front door was open. He was as baffled as we were, but he was convinced nobody was in the house. We don't live in a bad area. Our town is very safe. In fact, probably half the residents at that time still left their doors unlocked, believe it or not. My parents didn't, but to this day, my parents don't live in that house anymore. And even we moved when I was still living with my parents before I left for college, we moved into another home. But that neighborhood, we still have friends in. There's never been break-ins. It's a very safe area. So that's why my friend's father was kind of like, he just, you know, shrugged his shoulders. He took us to Dairy Queen, made us feel better. We got to go to Dairy Queen out of it. But when my mom came home later, I talked to her about it and I showed her the bedspread and she was like, that's weird. And she did check to see if any of her jewelry had been missing. Like maybe they didn't make a mess, but she lifted her jewelry box up. Nothing. There was nothing missing. Everything was perfectly fine. And I, you know, at the time I thought somebody had been in the house, but I think about it now and I'm like, I don't think so. I think that was paranormal. And the reason it's just because it made absolutely no sense. It's like everything would point more to that direction than it would for actually a physical person to have been in the house that was alive. Because I'm like, like I said, what person, even if you could say like somebody walked in and then maybe they figured out that somebody was home, first of all, how did they open the door that was locked? There was no damage to it. They didn't kick it in. They didn't push it in. There was no glass that was broken. So I don't know how they would have opened the door. And then going past that, it's like, okay, so all they're going to do is push part of the bedspread down. That was kind of strange. And then nothing was missing. So that didn't make any sense. So my dog was barking at something, that's for sure. Like I said, I remember it being kind of a persistent bark and unlike her at the time because of, you know, her being older and she was just much more lazy at that point because, I mean, and she just really hung out on this chair in the living room. But when when the movie ended and we went upstairs and we found the front door wide open, she was calm. She was back to kind of like, you know, chilling in her chair and everything was cool and it was like she was unfazed. But when we were downstairs, man, she kept barking and barking and we were like, you know, we're getting annoyed and we were about to go up there. And in some ways I'm glad we didn't. I think about that now and I'm like, that's crazy. But even years after it happened, my friend and I would like tell people and no one pointed out anything about paranormal, but everybody would think the same thing. Like that doesn't make any sense. How did that door get open? And it was an older home. Like I want to say it probably was built in the 30s or the 40s. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't fully remember. I'm trying to think. My parents bought it from an older couple that were retiring and they just didn't want to take care of the yard anymore and it was too big of a backyard. And I don't think anybody had passed away in the home. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. And a few families had lived there over the years before my family had moved there. But it definitely was not a newer home. I mean, there was not a central air system. I remember we had, we had the air conditioner that would be in the window at the time. And then when we moved, I remember we had central air when we moved, but this was an older home. And while it was a beautiful home, it was still the front door. That was the other thing though about older. This was a solid front door. I think it was solid oak and it was a heavy front door. I remember that too. So no breeze, and it wasn't a breezy night, but even so it would have taken one heck of a, you know, but it was locked. That's the thing I go to. It was locked. And I don't even remember that door opening, even if it was unlocked. I don't remember it ever just opening. It was a very bizarre situation. And I just, to this day, you know, you think about it, but I'm thinking it may have been something else, but it definitely scared the hell out of my friend and I. Like we thought somebody was in the house with us, but again, we're 11 and 12 years old. You know, we didn't know what to think. And I just remember not knowing what to do. I mean, all we could, you know, we wanted to call for help. It's not like I could jump in a car and drive away because I didn't have my license at that time. So I just remember we were so scared. And it was probably like 10 o'clock at night by that point. So we didn't want to exactly go running out into the street or anything, you know, to look for it. It was dark. You know, you just don't know what to do. I think it's just one of those things. But it's one of those things that happens to you and you're kind of like, yeah, this happened to me and I have absolutely no explanation for it. It's weird. It's just one of those unknowns. But I don't know how a locked, heavy, solid oak door gets open all the way, no damage to it, no, you know, no glass broken, no broken wood, nothing. Just opens as if it's just unlocked and there's no breeze and there's nothing else. And and the bedspread. I still think that's funny. I guess, you know, they just wanted to push the bed, or it just wanted to push the bedspread out, maybe to say it was there. It was his calling card. But I don't know. It was very weird. It did. There were some weird noises in that house over the years that freaked me out. But it definitely wasn't like a very active house. I know I hear some really, you know, scary stories on here where people live in these homes and they have stuff happen to them constantly, and it's horrible. I'm lucky that this was it, but it definitely, there were some littler incidents where there was some weird stuff that happened, but definitely nothing like chairs stacking on a table or voices all the time or like, you know, things moving around like that. But this was just one of those things where it was like we were home alone, and I don't know. It's something I'll never forget, though. I can still see the front door open in my, you know, it's something you don't forget. It's very vivid to me, even to this day. So, but anyway, I thought I would share that with you. So I hope you're having a great week and love listening to the podcast. So I am looking forward to future stories. I'm glad people have a platform to share things on here, because it's amazing what people have to say. There's so many of us that have stuff. So it's such a great show. And again, thank you so much. So thanks. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.